Each and every one of us, we have our own version of truth. And this is the apparent reality that we hold. Understand? It's from your views, your memory, your conditioning, your belief system, your whatever education, tradition. But what is the truth? The truth is whatever that can explain the way things are is the truth. Understand? Like the Buddha say, whatever arises, there are causes and conditions behind. So what are the causes and conditions behind? The nature's law that governs life and existence. That points towards the truth. They say when conditioned like that, things will be like that. That is suchness. That is the isness of things. That is what is. Ta-ta-ta. So when you understand this, then you don't argue. This is suchness seeing. Then their apparent reality, the different version of truth, is truth according to you. Understand? That's why I always share one. Truth is the isness of that thing, is that reality. Cannot argue one. Nobody can monopolize that truth. Whatever we say, your truth is subject to your own belief system and conditioning. So truth according to you, your truth, or my truth, has no meaning. The reality is, if you can understand the Dhamma, you understand the nature's law that governs life, then you realize truth is. Nobody can own and monopolize. Truth is within nature. Because all of the nature's condition, when it's set like that, then things will be like that. Understand? It cannot go otherwise. You understand? We are dependent on originating. The totality of consciousness in this universe decides how the universe should move. Understand? Then dependent on whether there is a powerful nature or not. Otherwise, it will just follow this nature's law. Unless you have the nature of Samasambuddha or Great Being, then through your vow, you can cause certain things to arise. But you got no control over the rest. That's why when they come to the theory of God, sometimes certain thing is beyond God. What happened to the universe is beyond God. If it's a creator that creates everything, then no fun. It's not like the IT people, they can create a game called civilization. You remember? You can choose what tool you have now. Then that civilization come out to be according to what you want. No? Then you change the parameter, the civilization becomes different again. The person who created that software, is he a God? No, isn't he? Because he understands logic, isn't he? He understands the IT, what they call, or developer, the software developer, or the apps developer. So all this you can see and understand from what we have come to as evolution of technology and understanding of the technological world. So our nature is the same. There are nature's law that governs life and existence, and all this, especially scientific law, physical law of nature, biological order, these two, they also move very fast.